Okay, so today is Daf Mem Dalid. We learn today's Daf, which is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal. Zecher Nishmas Yentel Basar of Shraga Shmuel, the Shomer Shehav and Aliyah. So we are on Mem Gimel Amid Beis, a couple lines on the bottom by Amar Rav. It's like four or five lines on the bottom. You just have to remember where we're at. Rav gave this psak, where he passed in like the chumras of Shmuel and Rava gave the psak, where he passed in the chumras of Rav and the chumras of Shmuel, and he made the animal, and he made the animal treif. So then they went to Rabbi Abba, and he said, no, but being the Rav, being the Shmuel, you can't do that. It's going to be kosher. So Amar Mar Berei de Ravino, we're going to ask another question on Rava, which is, what was his havamina to say that he was paskin like the chumras of two shitos lechumra when they're basically contradictory shitos? That's Amar Mar Berei de Ravino. Mosvina tiyufta kapli sani de Rava. I'm going to ask a hard kasha against the enemies of Rava, which is Rava himself. Lashon tzlakin, no, enemies of Rava. He says, la'olam, he quotes a brisa. The brisa says, la'olam hilchasa kedivrei beis hillel. Really, you always have to paskin like beis hillel. Va'rotze lasos kedivrei shamai ose. But if you want to do like beis shamai, you can. Whereas unless that seems to be a steerer, we'll figure that out in a moment. So I wrote the last is Kedivrei Shammai Ose, Kedivrei Shil Ose. You can do it with either one. Now, but if you go Mikulei Beis Shammai, or Mikulei Beis Hillel, if you're going to take all the kulas from each of them, anytime Beis Shammai is Mekel, anytime Beis Hillel is Mekel, that's someone to pass like the Mekel, then you're a Rasha. Okay, that's fine. Mikhumri Beis Shammai, Mikhumri Beis Hillel, if you can pass like the Chumras of Beis Shammai and the Chumras of Beis Hillel, you're only going to pass in the Chumra, you know, there are Svarim like that, you're only going to pass in the Chumra, right, then the Allah Vakas of Omer, on that, the Pasuk calls you, Haksil b'choshe cholich. The fool walks in darkness. You're a fool. So you, Rav, you Rava, you seem to pass like the chumras of both. So how can that be? So Rashi's going to explain what's going on in the chumras of chumras. He says, Mefarish b'kerek kama de eruvin. And we saw this case. Betray chumrei the satron hadade. It's only when you have two. You can pass like a chumra of Beis Hillel and the chumra of Shammai in two unrelated situations. But when the two chumras are based on the same halacha and they contradict each other, you're going to have a problem. For example, you have the shidra v'gogeles. You have the spine and the skull. The idea is what we saw yesterday, the other day, about things that are metamed ba'ol. So if the only thing that's metamed ba'ol, if you have rov shidra rov gogeles, these are you know, like part of the skeleton that's in the house, will it be metamed ba'ol? So what happens over there? Depali be'shamay u'beis hillel agabe ol. Dehadilu be'shamay l'chumra. Because Beis Shammai is machmir in this case, the Amri ad shetechzar shtei chulios. Two rings have to be missing. If only one ring is missing, you're matamid. It's still matamid ba'ol, right? Beis Hillel lekula. They say that you only have to even if one ring is missing. So Beis Hillel basically says that one ring takes away. Right, if one ring is makel, because if one ring is gone, then you're not matamid ba'ol. The Kamrina, we said there again, the chin the treifa. The same rule applies to treifa. The Beis Hillel bechad chulya havi chisaron v'tarfa. Beis Hillel says one chulya is significant. So if you're missing one chulya, that's a treifa. Or Beis Shammai shera, right? Beis Shammai it's kosher until you're missing two, because that's what he says. V'havi Beis Shammai the chulya Beis Hillel chumra. So it's the same shita. They hold the same thing. It leads to a chumra for Beis Shammai in ol, and so chumra Beis Hillel by treifa. Umanda of the betrayfus to chumra Beis Hillel, uvatuma chumra Beis Shammai ksilu. So someone who paskins like Beis Shammai when it comes to the ol, and Beis Hillel when it comes to the treifa, meaning he's machmir in both situations. That's a ksilu because there's a contradictory shitos. So the hakul kashi luchisar machlov is coming from. V'hani the Rava, and when Rava just said now nami sartan hadadi, it also contradicts each other. The kevan the amar nikuvaso b'mashu. We're talking about the pharynx again, that upper part of the trachea, right? So he says over there, if you hold that just a puncture, a small puncture is makes it a trefa, why? That's tayrus shum de makom shchitahu. You must hold that it's the makom shchita. V'chumer de Shmuel the amar lav makom shchitahi. And if you can hold that Shmuel that it's not the makom shchita, you can't hold that it's a hole makes it a trefa, and it's also not makom shchita. If the hole makes it a trefa, it's a makom shchita. If it doesn't make it a shchita, it's not the makom shchita. And he holds like both. That's the ksil. How can he do that? That's the question of Rav. Right? Ela ikke Beis Shammai v'kakulein v'chomerayim, the Bryson says. If you like Beis Shammai, you have to go like its kulos and its chomeros. V'ikke Beis Hillel, kakulein v'chomerayim, to go like both. So the Gemara says, first we says, hagufa kasha. First of all, the Bryson itself is contradictory. First he said the halacha is like Beis Hillel. V'hadr tani, then you say, if you want to, you can do like Beis Shammai. V'hadr tani, harot zelas to Beis Shammai yaseh. How can that be? It's no kasha, no kasha. The Bryson is not so there. Kan, kolden v'baskol. Was it before or after the Bas Kol that announced that the halacha was like Beis Hillel? Before the halacha was before the Bas Kol came out, you should have passed like Beis Hillel because they were the rov. Tosfos points out, but you could pass like Beis Shammai. Once the Bas Kol came out, that Beis Shammai is like persona non grata. No way. Anytime the Gemara has somebody, how can you hold that? That's a Beis Shita Beis Shammai. Can't do that. The Ibai Seimo, or you can answer Afla Acher Bas Kol, even after the Bas Kol came. And it's Rabbi Yeshua he. And the Brisa goes according to the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua, the Amar Eimash Gichem Abaskol. Rabbi Yeshua says, we don't listen to Baskol. Rabbi Yeshua is a case of the Tamar Shal Achnai, where the Baskol came down and said, the Allah is like a Lazar and Shemua. And we said, Lobosh Miami, forget the Baskol, I don't care. Tosfos asks, he goes, wait a second. So if Rabbi Yeshua says we don't hold like the Baskol, then why do we pass him like Beis Hillel because of the Baskol? So he says, Tema, the Kaimalaki Beis Hillel, Mishum Baskol. Right, the Kaimalon, the Rebbe Lezer Shamutehu, the Lochashinim of Baskol. One time we hold like the Baskol, one time we don't hold like the Baskol. We've seen this Tosos a few times in Shas, I think. So he says, right. So it's good. Time Tema, the Kaimalon, he says, "Hello, Mishum Baskol, come the Rebbe Lezer Shamutehu, the Lochashinim of Baskol, Shapasak of Asay Perkazov." The Yishlomar, the Shani Hasam, Shelo Yotze Alechvod of the Rebbe Lezer. Maybe over there they all knew that the Baskol only came out for the honor of Rebbe Lezer. I don't know how you know the difference. The Amar min Hashemayim Yochiach, because he said the heavens will prove me. The Bas Kol the Beis Hillel Messiah Kro. The Bas Kol the Beis Hillel was just to come over to support a pasuk the Ksiv Achei Rav Lahatos the Beis Hillel Rubahave. So Beis Hillel was the rov. Beis Hillel was the rov, and they should have pasken like Beis Hillel anyway. But just to support the pasuk for the pasuk like Beis Hillel came the Bas Kol. So that's why we're going to listen to it.
Because it was the
Yachid. Right, but we were mesupok whether we should pass him like Beis Hillel because Beis Shammai were very sharp. They were really rove. Now the Gemara says, "V'im Tomar, I might come or hacha hamani Rabbi Shuhi the other image kikum baskol ha'il lo ka'amar ela u'vda the Rabbi Lezer." How do you passkining? One of the answers here was, "Oh, the difference is Rabbi Yeshua. Wait, Rabbi Yeshua only held by the baskol by." Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold by the Baskol of Rabbi Eliezer. So why is that? So how does that answer here? Rabbi Hillel, Rabbi Shammai. He says, "Ha iu lo kamer el uvda the Rabbi Eliezer. That not nami lo kamer like the Baskol of the Rabbi Eliezer. The Yeshlomar the kaver the kamer lo ba shemayimi. Because people, you might think since he says lo ba shemayimi, maybe that's across the board. Mashma the islay the b'shum duch the emashkik from Baskol. Some people might say that Rabbi Yeshua himself might go even more because he didn't have to say lo ba shemayimi. He could have just said rove. And that would have been done. But he had to come and say, Lobo Shemayim he, so maybe he doesn't hold after Bas Kol's at all. Anyway, the question is, the Gemara goes back to Gemara, Mikomakum Kasha. We still have a Kasha and Rava. How can he pass him like the Chumra of Rav and the Chumra of Shmuel, that's a Ksil? And Rava's not a Ksil. So Gemara says, So Amar Rav Tavus, I don't know if I've seen that name, Amar Rav Tavus, Kula Karav Avda. No. When Rava asked the shur, he asked that ox, it wasn't because he was machmir like Rav and like Shmuel. Rather, he was passing straight across the board like Rav, because he had a different way of understanding Rav. How? The asked Rami bar Yecheskel, when Rami bar Yecheskel came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, he said, Lo titzisu luhu lahani kloli, dechal Yehuda achimish made the Rav. Don't listen to everything my brother Yehuda says in the name of Rav. Remember, you have Rav Yehuda, who always quotes Rav and always quotes Shmuel. So Rav Yehuda oftentimes would quote Rav. Comes the brother, Rami Yecheskel, and says, yo, hold up. He doesn't always quote Rav correctly. So I'm going to tell you what Rav really holds. And based on what this Rami Yecheskel tells us that Rav really holds, we'll see what Rav was paskening like. He says, right, so he says, Lo tatisul hu lahani kloli dechali Yehuda achim ishmei derav. Rather, Hachi Amar Rav. This is what Rav held. Veshet, right? The Veshet Nosnu Bocha Chomim Shiur. When it came to the Veshet, when it comes to the esophagus, the Chachamim gave a shiur. I mean, there's a limitation. So there is a point on the Veshet which is not considered the Veshet. What's that? Michlal, the Torah Taveshet La Makom Shchitahu, which is matched with the Torah Taveshet, which we define, I think, as the pharynx, that is not a Makom Shchita. So he holds that the Torah Taveshet is not the Makom Shchita. So it's the lechi, right? It's the neck. So therefore, it's not the Makom Shchita. So if it's not the Makom Shchita, so it's not the esophagus, it shouldn't, so you should think that it would be only come a trefa with Rove. You know, the Patma Masha wouldn't, because the Masha was only by the Vesha. But Rav holds, right, Vaye Ka'amar B'Mashu. But Rav says, nevertheless, maybe because the Torah of Vesha is so close to the Vesha, maybe it has similar characteristics to Vesha, I don't know why, even though it's not the Vesha per se that's kosher for Shchita, it still gets the psul of a Mashu. So Rav holds it directly. He holds that it's not a Makom Shchita, and it's a Mashu. So that's why in this case, Rava was able to paskin, like Rav, straight across the board, to say that this animal was treif, because what we had here was this Torah that had they started the Shchita in the Turbetz HaVeshet, and then they went down into the Veshet itself. Once you made that puncture in the Torah HaVeshet, it's not the Makom Shchita, so you made the animal to a treifa. So that's why Rav says that it's a treifa. But it's not because he's holding like the Chumras of Rav and the Chumra of Shmuel, he just has a different interpretation of Rav, and based on that interpretation of Rav, he's the Shitasa.
Yeah, but Rav, we always pass like Rav over Shmuel in cases of everything, mm-hmm. minus mamas.
Yes.
There's your answer. You don't even have to get into the
But he didn't say that.
Exactly, he didn't say that.
He never said that. The Gemara said that
he did not say that at all. Correct.
Chumras of Rav and Chumras of Shmuel. It makes no sense. Tosfos points out a little bit to you. He says, why are we worrying about... He says, Kula Karav Avde. So the second Tosfos, he says... They ask a question on Chumras and Shmuel. He says, Elam Naka Karav Mishun Kaimala Karav Yisurei. We want to make him hold like Rav, because he hold like Rav by Yisurim. So he has to hold like Rav. But basically, his psak that he gave before was not like Rav. So it comes wrong with Rav Chesed, says he is holding like Rav. Exactly. Okay.
Back
so,
into a good answer.
So then the Gemara says, Lemala ad kama. How high up, and again, it's my lack of understanding of anatomy is going to come into play here. How high up the windpipe, up the esophagus, is kashal shkrita? Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, ad kedei tfisas yad, up to the handle. Handle, I guess. Right, Rashi says, Sarech lahaniach letzaharosh kishlosh etzbaos va'arba. Lashon Mori Zaken. His Rebbe said that, I guess it's 3-4 hand breaths from the head down, I guess. That's where you can start. That's where it starts. Right? And in here he quotes a few different, until the point of the hand grasp. He says, the hand grasp mentioned here is subject to various interpretations among the Rishonim. Rashi concludes that it represents the length of 4 finger widths, approximately 4 inches, to be measured from the cranial end of the food pipe. I guess closer to the cranial side. Tosfos qualifies this as applicable only to the largest of cattle. For other animals, the measure is scaled down proportionate to the size of the animal. According to the Bahag quoted by Tosfos, the hand grasp of our Gemara refers to a 2-finger grasp. This is subject to a dispute. Furthermore, there are various opinions as to exactly where to begin the measurement. The Prima Gadin and others hold the measurement begins from the very top of the food pipes, situated inside the jaw. Some, however, start measuring at various points lower down. Okay, so there's a whole to-do about where...
Did we have this read where the start was? It says where the base of the neck starts, where that ball joint is, whatever that is.
I don't remember.
Bravo.
And if we did, I don't remember. Okay.
We did have that somewhere.
All right, finally, it should be noted that the Ramah quotes a tradition recorded by Shlomi Shonim that the border between the Veshet and the Torbetz HaVeshet is marked by the point on the neck where the tip of the animal's ear reaches when bent down. So I guess somehow that's...
We had 30 days ago about looking at the helmet.
Yes, that's...
Yeah, yeah.
That's
but was that the trachea? That might have been... That might have been the cunnet. This is the Veshet.
Yeah.
I thought that was the cunnet. Okay. So that's one. So, and Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Baravua, Ad Kadesha Yashir. How far down does it go in the animal? I guess into the animal. It's until it gets hairy. What does that mean? So he says here, a great portion of the inner lining of the keres, which is the rumen, which is where the esophagus goes into, including the area of the rumen immediately adjacent to the veset, known in anatomy as the atrium of the rumen, is covered with a coat of hair-like papillae. Okay? Right, so as mentioned previously, the rumen is a site where newly ingested grass is subject to decay by bacterial action. In the course of the process, the bacteria produce a byproduct that is usable by the animal. This hair serves to absorb this into the bloodstream. Right. So, although the esophagus leads directly into the rumen, the two are distinctly different linings. The lining of the esophagus is a smooth membrane, and the Gemara thus uses the papillae, this hairy place inside of the rumen, as a marker to delineate where the rumen begins, and that's where the esophagus ends. So this has, I don't know where it is, but I don't know.
It,
when you, yeah, that's all the way down. So where you can shit, that's like in the body.
It's villi, not pili.
He says, but even so, but if you look at the, if you look at the picture of the cow, yeah. So you're checking at the under, you're checking at the, you would check at the underbelly of the cow.
The intestines that do the absorption. Your stomach doesn't do
anything. No, he says the cow it does. You have four, you have four chambered stomach, so there's more. That's why it can it's because it, they mentioned the other day it's because of the grass.
Right. Yeah,
okay, all right.
So according to this picture here, the vesicle is like you say.
It continues all the way into the underbelly of the cow.
So what say four? What do you, where is the place that you cut?
You can, no, where up to where can you cut? That doesn't necessarily mean you do it there. That's where you seem to say where the vesicle enters the room the rumen.
That's not possible.
I mean, it's a very hard cut because you really the underbelly. Okay, but it still would be kosher if you did it. Right. So Amar Nachman, Amar Rav Avuah, Akedei Shiasir, Eini. So the Gemara asks, is that really true? Amar Ravina, Amar Gneva, Mishmei Derav. How can you shaft all the way down there? Tefach Peveshet Samoch LeKeres. Zeu nikra keres hapnimi. If you, a tefach, the last tefach of the veshet, close to the rumen, is called the keres hapnimi. It's already not the veshet. I guess it's already not the veshet of tefach before you get to that hairy spot. Va'amai, so how can you shech there? Ki kashachit be keres kashachit. So how can that be considered close to the shech? That's already the keres. So Gemara says, no. So Gemara says, based on that, we're going to change what Geneva said. And Geneva says, Ema, Tefach bikeres samach leveshet zeu keres apnimi. It's a tefach in the keres that's considered a keres apnimi, but you wouldn't check there. You couldn't check there again. Ibais ema kikam rav b'torah demashir tfei. When Rav said his halacha, who's Rav though? Oh, b'shmei de Rav. When Rav said his halacha, he was talking about a shore that has lots of hair, I guess, and therefore, I guess it ends beforehand, and I'm not exactly sure. I don't know the name. Okay, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Okay, so Rav Nachman says the name of Shmuel. Turbit haveshet shenital kulo. I guess if the entire pharynx is taken out, mi lechi, it's removed from lechi, it's kosher. The Tana Tuna and the Tana of the Mishnah, I guess this is in a couple of days, says as well, nital lechi atachton, it's the lower part of the lechi, right? So it's the lechi, the jaw. So it says here that the pharynx that was completely removed from the jaw is kosher, and also the Mishnah says if the lower part of the jaw is removed, it's also kosher. So Maskefle Rav Papa says, how can that be if it's removed? Ha'ika ikra simanim. The simanim are connected to the Turbat Zaveshet. If the Turbat Zaveshet is removed, doesn't that mean now that the simanim have been removed from the area? He says over here, the cunt of the veshet are attached to the mouth of the animal by a short muscular canal known as the pharynx. The muscle of the pharynx are attached to the upper extremities of the trachea, which is the cova, that's the thyroid cartilage, and the esophagus on one side. And the other side, they're moored onto the hyoid bone, as well as to the general muscles of the lower section of the head. It is therefore possible for the lower jawbone, which is the mandible, which does not provide anchorage for the pharynx, to be removed without disturbing the moorings of the pharynx. So the Gemara rules that an animal of such a condition is kosher. However, if the muscles of the pharynx themselves are detached from the lower jaw area, which we'll see in a moment, the animal is non-kosher, having a condition known as ikur simanim. So I guess what's going on here is Rav Papa is talking about, they're talking about different parts of the pharynx. So Masna Rav Papa, v'ha ikur simanim. So the Gemara says, Rav Papa kasher mas nisan. How does Rav Papa say that? The Mishnah itself says, nita lechi hatakton, it's kosher. So the Gemara answers, bishlam mas nisan, Rav Papa lo kasher. The Mishnah is not a kasher of Papa, because had the iakor aikure had the igum igume meyelave simanim. I guess that's what he's saying over here. It's a difference is whether or not it was removed. That the mandible was removed, or if the muscles of the pharynx are removed. So our Papa is talking about when the muscles are fully removed, then they have ikur simanim. But if the mandible, whatever that is removed, that's a different part of the pharynx, and that's not connected to the simanim. So that wouldn't be a problem, right? Ela l'shmuel kasha. But it's a kasha, it's on Shmuel, because Shmuel says, Torbet HaVeshet, that the entire thing was removed, right? That's what Shmuel said. He says, "Torbet haveshel shenital kulo." That would include even the part where has, that where the that moors in the simanim. That would be ikra simanim. So the Gemara says, "No lo tema kula ela ima ruva." Now, don't say he says kulo can't be. He must be saying only rov. If rov was taken out, but there's still a little left, and that little left still connects the simanim, then it would be kasher. The Gemara that says, "Wait, ba'ahmar rav barbar chana amar shmuel simanim shenildulim beruban treifa." Doesn't Shmuel say even if it's rov, there would be treifa? Simanim are removed. Rov is removed. It's treifa. So amar of shisha breidon idi had ikapel ikapule hasam de afruke afruke. So I'm not exactly sure what that means. Shmuel said, when Shmuel says it's kosher when rov is removed, it's sort of like I thought it meant was it depends if it's all removed in one spot or removed in different spots. If like it gets separated in different places, so it's holding on by a string here, holding by a string there, then Shmuel says that rov is not enough. That's not kosher. But if it's all removed and like around the whole thing, except there's one part where it's not removed at all, so that connection would be stronger. I think that's what he said. I think that's what Rashi says. And tell me what article says. I thought that's what it moved. It says it, also. I think that there's like four shitos and how to explain that, because even this, even the Masifta, he has like a two column note. But I thought that's what Rashi said. Rashi says had the igrum. The ikpal equally, she says, sheniklach malabasar. Right, she says, it lost last lashi. The ifruke afruke, kedavar haneka bikoach. It was really pulled out. Sheneka kan ma'at fikan ma'at ad rubo. The oto mu'miut hamachubar ena hamachubar ena machubar biyachad. Hilchach lav chubar hu de lo hadabre. If something is separated, holding on by a string here, it's not a very strong connection. But if you break something and the whole piece is still holding on, that's strong enough connection, that would be kosher. That's what I think it is. Okay. The Mishnah now goes on to the next trefa in the Mishnah, which was psukas hagageres, which means a cut in the windpipe. That's the gageris is the trachea, right?
Yeah.
Right. Psukas hagageris. So the Gemara then says, Tano kama psukas hagageris, how much has to be cut in order to make it a trefa? The Gemara says beruva, in the majority. So the kama ruva, and what's a ruva? Again, here comes an anatomy thing. Rav amar rov ovya, the amrile rov chalala, and some say rov chalala. So the way I understand it is that the trachea is not a complete circle. Right? The way the trachea has, it's thicker at one point, and then the outer membrane of the trachea is thicker at one point, and it gets thinner and thinner as you go around. So it's more like an oval, I guess, something like that. And the bottom part of the trachea doesn't have any of this outer membrane; it just has the soft, meaty, flesh membrane. So the question is, where are you counting the cut? If you're counting the cut from the rove ovia, meaning from the outer membrane, which means at certain parts. It just cuts through the majority of that outer membrane, you would be make a trefa, or are you counting the cut only from that complete circle inner membrane? So if you cut all the way through the outer membrane, don't even touch that inner area, it wouldn't be a trefa. You'd have to cut the majority of the inner membrane. I believe that's what he's saying. He says, the dispute of the exact point in which a cut will result in having a majority of the windpipe severed is the result of an interesting phenomenon relating to the rings of the trachea. These rings do not completely encircle the trachea, but instead are shaped somewhat like a horseshoe, open on one side. The open side, the back of the trachea, has a sheath of the membrane in the place of the cartilage. So this arrangement results in the front side of the trachea having a much thicker wall than the back, right? Because the front consists of thick cartilage and the back only thin membrane. So it depends where you're measuring, from the thicker part or from the thinner part. Okay. All right. So now, hahi psukas hagageres the asuli kame derav. So there was this slice in the trachea or the rings of the trachea that came before. Right, that came before Rav. Yosef v'kabadik labor of Ovia. So Rav thought, and he checked it, based on the thickness of the outer membrane, of the thick part. Right, so Amru lo lay, Rav Kahana Rasi the Rav, so it was Talmid, Rav Kahana and Ravasi to Rav, limanitu Ravenu barov chalala. Didn't we learn that you check based on the inner part, not the outer part? So how are you going to make it based on the outer part? If you make it based on the they said it to Rabbi Bar Chana, Badek Mirov Chalala, so he checked it based on the inner membrane, which wasn't cut rov, the Aksharegan, he made the animal kosher, and then Vizava Mine, Bitlaser Istari Pshite Bisara, and then he bought, I guess, 13 sela worth of the meat. Like he bought bought a pound of flesh. He bought from it. He ate a kosher, and then he bought from it. So the Gemara asks, well, how can you do that? That's just the rest of the Gemara to talk about that. How can he do that? How can he make a kosher and then buy? Isn't there a little bit of self-dealing over here? Doesn't it look like there's self-dealing over here? We have a braisa that says, Chacham Shetime. If someone comes before a Chacham and asks him whether this thing is Tameh or Tahar, the Time, right, and he's, well, first question, Rav checked, Rav checked it according to the Rav Ovia. They didn't like it, and then they went to Rav, Rav Bar Chana, and he checked it based on Rav Chalaleha. Well, that is form shopping, right?
Well,
Rav
sent it.
Yeah, that's sock shopping.
Rav was the one who sent it over to
just a shadre. It was sent. And was Rashi say shadre? Even Rav should be sending it, but shadre, I thought, means it's plural. But Rashi says, right, Rav l'kami d'rava. They sent, Rav sent it. So how can you send it? You paskin already. So how can the second guy paskin?
Right.
How can the second guy paskin? Right, v'hatanya, chacham shetime in chavei rosh v'tayar. I paskin it's tameh. Rav paskins it's tameh. Sent to another rabbi, he says tar. Rav, according to here, Rav paskin that it was treif because he checked the rov, the outside, and he says it's good. Right, and the other, right, he says, let's read again. V'hatanya, chacham shetime in chavei rosh v'tayar, asar in chavei rosh v'hatir. So what's going on here? There's a shani hacha, the Rav lo asar mesar. Now the difference is over here is that Rav never paskined. Rav didn't say he was asar. He started to check based on the outer membrane. And then came this kamiyah and said, wait, I thought we were supposed to check on the inner one. All right, so send it to somebody else. But he says over here that he never paskined. Fine. So then the Gemara says, okay, fine. So then the Gemara. Okay, so there is a. Why can't if one rabbi paskins, why can't another rabbi paskin the same? You know, if he already made a psak, why can't he psak? He says that the reason why he puts a Rashi and Nida and other Rishonim, that's because of the kavod of the first Talmud Chacham. But he quotes a Ravid, according to the Rashba, he says it's because once the first Rav makes something usher, it becomes a chaticha shalisura. So a nafkamina might be, okay, so what happens if the second rabbi violated it and made the psak? So according to the first Sad, it's just out of cover for the first Rav, theoretically you can hold like the second Rav. According to the Ravid, who says it becomes a chaticha shalisura, then once it's a chaticha shalisura, the second psak gets as meaningless. I just thought that. Okay. The Ramah quotes the halacha. The Ramah quotes from Siman Reish Mem Beis Siflam Alach. He says that a chacham who makes something asr, the chaver is not permitted to matir it, only if it's mishikul adas, like if they have an argument in svara. But if the second rav has a kabbalah that the first guy is wrong, or that he made a mistake with varmishna, meaning he made a really clear error in understanding thing, then he's allowed to be matir it. And even if he makes a mistake in shikul adas, the second rav can. Then still engage in conversation with the first rabbi and try to convince him to convince the first guy, the first rabbi, to change his mind. Okay. Now the Gemara says, okay, v'kevan de'ori b'chacham. Now the question is, since there was a shaila on this animal, v'kevan de'ori b'chacham, and needed the chacham to matir it, right? Hechi achol minei. How did Rabbi Baruch Hanan eat from it? Remember the whole story of Yecheskel? Quote it again. The pasuk says by Yecheskel, right, Hashem wanted Yecheskel to eat something disgusting, and Yecheskel says, "I can't eat that. I'm such a good guy." The Omer, aha, Hashem Elokim, he nafshi lo mituma. I never became tamei. Unevelu treiflo achalti. I never ate unevelu treiflo. I mean, nuraybi alato from my young time till now. Velo babathi b'sir pigle, and I never had pigle in my mouth. Well, yes, well, what did you want? You're not supposed to eat that. And we explain, he nafshi lo mituma. It's a shalom herhati b'yom levoli deituma b'leila. I never had a hurim during the day. They brought me to come to tuma at night. Unevelu treiflo achalti. What does that mean? That I didn't eat unevelu treiflo. No one's supposed to eat that. Shalom achalti basar kos me olam. I never ate that. The behemoth misukenes. That's how we said that we proved that behemoth misukenes was actually mutter. Right, veloba b'fi basar piglo, what does that mean? Shlochati b'behema shahor bo chacham. I never ate from an animal that had like a real shiloh to it, that the chacham had to determine. Right, b'shur b'nosan amru, shlochati b'behema shlohur matnosna. I never ate from a behema that didn't have the matanos taken from it, because chasmos are kohen. So I think the question is, so how did he eat from the shiloh? The answer could simply be, he's holding like a nosan, and that's not a problem. Or, where it says, no, hani mili, where you milsa the tali b'svara. Rabbi Barachada, Agmarei Samach. What Yecheskel was saying, that he never asked, ever ate from meat that had a shiloh, when he had a pass in the shiloh based on Svara. Here's not a question based on Svara. Do we count from this? Do we measure from here? Do we measure from there? And he had a Kabbalah, you measure from there. So it's not, it wasn't even, I guess for Rabbi Barachada, it wasn't even a shiloh, because he just had to just check whether it went through the roof. Okay, so the Gemara that says, but typically, that's the question we asked before, Mati, but typically mishum chashada. Shouldn't we be choshed? Shouldn't we have a shot over here? Rashi says, the low lame room mishum mishari nihilei muzul gabei, v'nir kenot eschara holoroso. Maybe the rabbi passing that it's mutter, I'm going to give you a deal, rabbi, I'm going to sell you the meat for cheap. Because you saved my meat, I'm going to save it. Right, but typically mishum chashada. Natanya, because we have a price that says, donas hadin, but if he, Chacham made a din. Vizika one, v'chiev, made somebody zochah and somebody chayev, or timev v'tiher, or asr v'hitir, v'chene idim she'idu, kulan v'shayim likach. You're allowed to have business dealings with what you paskin. Aval amru chachamim, but chacham said to the dayan aid, harchek min akior u min adol min azlo. Stay away from this disgusting thing and things that are similar to this. Why? Because it looks like you're doing dealings, right? So it looks like you're turning inside dealings over here. So Gemara says, so how does here, is he buying the meat? So Gemara says, no, hani mili, mide de mizabein, it should be bishuma, I think. Hacha maskela mochach. The only thing that you're not allowed to sell are things that have that are given like market value, so to speak, based on subjective value. Price of karka depends on what you, it could give a higher price, lower price. Here, the meat is all based on measurements. So the weight on the scale shows that he's not getting a good deal. Right? He says, "Hacha maskela muchach." The mishkal is going to, it's a fixed value. It's not a variable asset. It's a fixed value. Fixed value you can do. Something that has a variable value that you cannot. That is a chshad. So the Gemara says, and the Gemara brings a raya for this. Ki ha de, I think it's Rava. He says it's a Rava. Ki ha de Rava. Sharei treifasa, he matured something that not being a treifa, v'zava minei bisra, and he ate them and he bought the meat from it. Amra le bas Rav Chisda, so the daughter of Chisda, who's Rava's wife, right? Rav Chisda's Rava's uncle, right? Amra le bas Rav Chisda, shades of Michal and David Melech, telling him that he didn't do the right thing, that the wife is scolding him. Abba shari buchra v'lo zava minei bisra, my father of Chisda, who was a Kohen, he said that this animal was a kosher, the Bechor that was kosher, right? A Kohen brought before him a Bechor Behema to see whether there was a mum. And if there was a mum, the Kohen can eat it. And he passed that there was a mum. Nevertheless, he didn't buy from the Achila. He didn't buy from the animal, even though he could have. He didn't buy it, so why are you doing it? So Amr Allah, so Rava says back to her, Hani Mili Bukhra the Ashuman Mizdabin. The Bukhra, the Bukhor, even if it has a mum on it, you're not allowed to weigh it, right? Because you have to treat it in certain Kedusha. So the Bukhor, you're not allowed to, and we've seen that a few times, the Bukhor is not allowed to weigh it. So the only way you sell the Bukhor is based on a variable value. You decide, you determine what the value is. That, your father didn't buy. But Hacha, here, when it's regular meat, Maskela Mochach. Maskela is the Mishkal, the Saf and the Shin can switch in Aramaic. It's the Mishkal, it's the weight, proves it. You can't say, people can't say, anyone can say anything, but they're an idiot if they do, because you see it right in front, right? So the Gemara says, so it says, ma'ika, so halcha maskla muchach. So the Gemara says, the weight is going to prove it, and he says, and what? Ma'ika, what can they be choshen me? Mishum umtsa ma'al yasa, maybe because he sold me, maybe it's because he sold me a good piece of meat, so maybe I matred it only so I can get a nice good, piece of meat. I buy good pieces of meat all the time. People always, it can't be choshim with that. I always get the top line meat, for my glock at the $100 roast or something like that, the brick roast. I always get it. So, what? It's not, you don't like that? That's good. So Amar Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda says, Ezehu Talmud Chacham. Who is considered a Talmud Chacham? Zeharoa treful atzmo. I don't know what that means exactly. It's right. Barashi says, it's like this last short line. Zero treful atzmo. Kishenolit sofek treful bevehemto. Vinirbo tam leisur v'tam leheter. Eino chasalav osa. If he could go one way or the other, he goes to his machmir. Okay, it's a Talmud Chacham.
V'amar Rav Chisda.
He says if there's a shaila and he calls it a trefa, that's a scholar.
Yeah, but I thought we said kol teira adif. That's why I never. So maybe kol teira adif means it goes to other people, but for you, you can be machmir. That's what I thought. I don't know. The ezer rechizda, the amar rechizda, ezer who sone matnos yichya. The pasuk says the person who hates the presence should live. My daughter's in Israel. She says, "What should I get you?" I said, "Please don't get me a present. Not me to sone matnos yichya. It's my credit card. So that's don't get me the presents. Okay. So ezer sone matnos yichya is ze haroet treifa liatzmo. It's somebody the same idea. The person who paskins about his treifa that he hates the presents because it basically shows that he doesn't want the gift of the animal, he hates it. Darish mar zutra mishmei d'Rav Chisda, ko mishe kore v'shone v'ro treifu la'atzmo v'shimesh talmid chachamim alav akasav omer yagika pecha kisocha ashracha v'tovlach. So anybody who reads in the Torah and then learns Mishnah and then he's machmir by himself on his own treifa and he's mishamish talmid chachamim. Interesting, Rashi says, shimesh talmid chachamim, that's Gemara, right? It's Latarit Tamaya Mishnah Mishnayas Hashosho Zo. You could explain the apparent contradictions between the Mishnayas, Vahainu Talmud. That's Talmud. So basically, the Shemish Talmud Chachamim is for Gemara. So Mishnayas you can learn on your own. But to learn Gemara, you need to go to a Rebbe, you need to go to a Shir. If you're that person, on him the Pasuk says, Yagia Kapecha, Kitocha Lashrecha Vitov Lach. Since you don't love, I guess the idea is that you see the treifos, and you don't love money, because if you love money, you would make the trade for a mutter, so obviously you don't love money, so therefore, ashrecha v'tov lach, everything is praiseworthy, and it's going to be good to you. Razvid Amar, zocha v'zocha l'shnei olamos. If you're this type of person, you get two worlds, olam hazeh v'olam haba, this world and the next world, ashrecha olam hazeh, praiseworthy in this world, v'tov lach v'olam haba, and good for you in the next world. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar,
to quote that.
Yeah, but to be fair, in the same Daf Yadagadza, we had a Matthias of anatomy that I have absolutely no idea what it is. So.
You should
Rav Elazar, ki havi mishadri lei mi bei nisiya midi, when the base nasi was sent to Rav Elazar items, lo shakil, he wouldn't take accept it. Biki havu mizamni lei, when they would invite him to eat by them, loazi, he wouldn't go. The amar, and he would say to the nasi who was inviting him, Lo kabay mar da'achi, don't you want me to live? T'ksiv, son of Matan Sikhya. You have to hate presents in order to live. How are you inviting me to go? You want to kill me? Came Rav Zera, ki mashadri, when he was sent gifts, lo shakil. He wouldn't take the gifts, son of Matan Sikhya. But ki have mizavinle, but when they would invite him to come to eat with them, azil, he would go. Why? Amar, he would say, it's not a gift, it's not for me that they're inviting, it's for them that they're inviting me. It's their kavod. Is Yakure Hudim is Kairubi. They Rashi says Nichbodim Heim Vimashani so it's lam. Vahanasam he, they enjoy my tana. I get no benefit out of going to them. I don't like the food, I don't like the thing. But they get benefit out of it. So for them it's out of my tana. So for them I'm gonna go. But the gifts were given directly for me to enjoy, that I'm not gonna take, because that's sort of my tana. Okay, we'll stop here.